were you going to say, Tom?
Apparently all three had the diary and not codices, but
Crowell is usually a letter from the description of Crowell, like in the Old Testament, people from the Roman Savannah, and I see the book. And you get into a lot of debate with scholars as to what the original autograph was written on. The oldest library they found is a clay that's been engraved on the chart pen that I remember just those are the old Babylonian forms of writing. I have over there discovered 15,000 volume library in the capital city. Place tablets are on the chart field, not field. And undoubtedly, coming out of Egypt, they have probably all the people. Get into questions because the cuneiform is in Babylonian script, which later changed, and the change goes into square letters. You get into a lot of controversy as to what the autographs were before they changed, but I think they've probably been all three all along. I think the question changes from one to the other. So here we're talking about codicy. Yo creo que lleva con todo esto. In the time of Ben Asher's father, Moshe, Ben Asher, the scrolls were in the process of changing over. So the scrolls continued, I think, for 14 years. But they were kind of the avant-garde of their age, I guess. You know, they were looking forward to college and new ways of expressing things. And they, as far as taking advantage of this discovery, and then later you see they put a print press in along, they didn't make it to the print press. They wasn't paid for it, but they thought the scrolls were safe. Actually, the whole thought was maybe questions that might kind of take to do it. But he certainly would have read, reread, and read, I think, every part. And as such, it was considered a student scholarship in the day as far as he can. Now, Ben Asher was of the dynasty of scholars who have come to be known fashion in history as Old Asher the Rabbi, who, by their strictly dependent on Jewish sources here, but they say he founded the Asher dynasty and he introduced the vowel point, or attempted to introduce the vowel point. That may be what the glorification is. Contact and even got a number of rabbis and high Jewish scholars on his side, but they still refuse. And even the had to be pretty special even amongst the Jewish scholars to get to even look at it. And then they only let them look at it for about 10 minutes at a time with no pencil and paper. And they're finished.
Thank you.
Aren't in existence. We don't know what the source was. A lot of these are comments that somebody else had, and he apparently really chose himself to be included from different sources he didn't identify. This is a text of 2 seconds. first attempt at a critical text. By me, critical, I mean where they took more of the Ben-Kayim text. It's Kennicott, K-E-N-N-I-C-O-T-T, 1776 to 80, and writes contemporary Durocki, D-E-R-O-S-S-I, 1784 to 88. They didn't do much other than they made notes to the other text. They used other copies besides the same kind of characters, basically the same text. All they did was add a little different story and here and there. They did very little to it. The second name was Durocki, D-E-R-O-S-S-I. Was 1629-1645. This is pretty exhaustive, just in case, you know, the other one checks to see who did what. I don't know what for, but this is all the ones that were done in there. Then Bear and Billich, B-A-E-R, Billich and Cow and Billich, did one in 1862, which was a completely different text. Billich, in his old age, was already quite a number of liberal tendencies, like his later commentary on the Institute show. And was highly criticized even by scholars, even by liberal scholars in his day, and it has no value of historical value. Mainly criticized by Kittle and others as a text that never had any historical existence. He took whatever he felt reading was best. But it never existed as a text by itself. He never used a single text. He just put together what he thought and spoke what he thought. And it might be a difference from the other. It was kind of a foundation from the Roman Declaration. Ginsburg, basis for Robert and published his text in 1894, 1908, 1906. I'm not sure which Robert is. His is a monumental work that all scholars, if they're scholars and studies, go to the idea of the enormous. He published the complete Missouri. He did a critical critique of the Mishora. He edited all the text. He did an incredible, incredible amount of work in what he did. Plus, he did a text. And the text has been criticized in areas of methodology by those scholars. However, it's fun enough work. And it was through his efforts that the Torah became accessible to be able to use the Kittle's work to be able to create that. So, we don't have it in the library. It's still for sale for some $300. But I think the value of the value of the purchase. In Rotherham, he gives two reasons for the Ginsburg. I think it should be, you know, reading to the Ginsburg is sure that it should be, but actually it is a different text. It's not the text, not one particular text. He included the Kyrie readings often. Kyrie and Kassav, which we'll get into a little bit later. Mark most of the Masoretic itself should be read in the text, but their text is a lot of times included by the text itself. Okay, Kittle had 1906 on the Julius Break, once he had gone through 8 editions, well, 7 editions, or 8 editions, the Julius Break, and two parts of the whole different format. But we have both in the library. Snape, the last one, Norman Snape, super liberal. Commissioned by the English Bible Society to bring an updated version of a literate edition in the 1960s. That's the standard published in Britain. All of the above were based on all of these that I've mentioned in the texture were based on manuscripts from the 11th and 14th century. And so, remember the Jews had that one writing that but it really is not the same as this. Biblio-Hebraic, the third edition, starting in the new category, this is Biblio-Hebraic. So, the list that I gave you. This was from 1906 on, as I mentioned, third edition, 1937 on. It's based on Leningrad manuscript prior to that. We have the seventh edition. Also from, I'm not sure which edition on, but it contains the Qumran Rory in Isaiah. And has the Masorah Parva. There's three aspects of the Masorah. We're going to begin more about it again. But this is the form of the Masorah Parva. In the third edition, makes a major change. I'm going to use the one that I put in. In the Biblio-Hebraic of Pseudo-Carthensia, just been published last year, it's still based on Leningrad Codex, but it includes the whole Masorah. Whereas the Biblio-Hebraic before it only includes the Masorah Parva. So the Masorah Parva and the Masorah Magna, Masorah by now. Simplified the format, footnoted it, instead of trying to cram everything into a small area. Kind of like Netflix, footnoted it to a four-volume edition and published in 4 volumes. Sorry? Yeah, well, it probably come out a volume at a time. Less speculative than a Biblio-Hebraic. Biblio-Hebraic is a lot of speculation, but they're also divided in variants of what they thought was major and minor. They're really speculation. This is less speculative. It still has comments, liberal comments, but it gives the dead, it also gives the Isaiah Qumran reading, but from both A and B manuscripts. And B scroll. Well, this is a break only with A. This is A and B. It's a more exact reproduction of the Leningrad manuscript in the sense that it had accents that were omitted, some of the accents that were omitted. to Stuttgart, and Stuttgart, Germany. So I just do Latin, yeah, kind of Latin. Published by the University of Rome.
That's when new students come in, so we're going to hold it in the area.
freezing, but it was damp at this month, it was damp at that, but it was still very, very different for other streets of them. Part of the problem is, I've told the staff to know that you can do any research on your own, is I have super detailed notes and things that I have to work on in class. If you're doing research, write your notes in pencil and read a lot of space. Save you a lot of time because you just can't present notes like that. You can probably have an idea to go through your internal notes and think of how you present it. Adopting Don's feature, which is really helpful, instead of doing numbers in any line, you can get dashes with certain points in a period. And sub-points, and that's all. There's no 1, 2, 3, 4, A, B, C, D. And you can follow down the page a lot easier. And then if you add something in, you leave space in where you can erase it, and after you can capture it, and right on the other side of the page, you can divide by type in a lot of places. Put those into the page, so on, so on. You don't have to turn over that on the next page, of course, because it's what I've done. But anyway, so. Well, we continue on the way that we're doing now and trying to finish up. I still have to go a little bit fast, but I think the first two sections, this and the section of electrical analysis, is a longer section, and then obviously go pretty quick. But they're pretty important sections that require a lot of detail. But after that, I think we can get through the rest by the end of the semester. It also help Mike if we make a better presentation of logic.
Thank you.
Did anybody sign the rule book?
Well, you can wait till I answer that question here.
It's going to be all good, though. The whole top shelf there is Jim Hayes.